Okay, everybody, welcome. Sorry for the delay. It's getting so I can no longer shout out "get a Mac" when somebody has difficulties with their laptop and the display. So this is our NASCAR slide. It's getting more and more crowded. We've added Virginia State University this year. But first, I want to thank all the staff and students and our executive director, Shelley, for organizing everything this meeting. Let's thank them. And I want to thank Marnie Bartlett for organizing the schedule for today's meeting. Who here, by the way, is at a TDLC event for the first time? Wow. Okay. Could you all stand up for a moment? I want you to all be nice to these people. These are our guests. Some of them are TDLC members, and some of them are here for the open talks, which are the first one coming up today and the first one tomorrow. Okay. So this, just for those of you that haven't been here before, this is our purpose. We're here to create a new science of the temporal dynamics of learning, and David Poppel is one of the people that have contributed to that, although he's not part of our center, and to use this understanding to transform educational practice and to create a new collaborative research structure, the network of networks, to transform the practice of science. We have some firsts this year at this meeting. It's the first to be the sixth all-hands meeting. It's the first where we don't need to worry about getting renewed. It's the first to have no overlapping initiative meetings. So you have no excuse not to go to your own initiative meeting. And it's the first with Zaiwei Serpell as a PI. There's Zaiwei, thank you. And it's the first to have Angela Yu as an affiliate PI. Is Angela here? Okay. Angela's been sneaking into our meetings for several years, but now she doesn't have to anymore. So the good news is we were awarded 18 million more by NSF. The bad news is divide that by 5 and 40 and 5 years and 40 people and remove the administrative costs and comes out to 33K per PI per year. But anyway, it's better than a sharp stick in your eye. All the collaborations that we are participating in that would not have happened without the center and all the results that no one of us would have made without doing being part of the center. So we're going to hear about some of these at this meeting. These collaborations have resulted from our organizational structure, which is the network of research networks. Here are our four networks. You should recognize some of the faces up there. And these collaborations, the collaborations that have resulted from this research structure have just been getting bigger and bigger. So notice that there are a lot of lines across the middle of this. This is the colored dots correspond to each network and collaborations within networks are then between the colored dots of the same color, but across colors are collaborations between networks, and we hope to encourage more of those happening at this meeting, okay, to create new ones. So let's see, that didn't come out well. So one thing I want to encourage people to do, if I could fix this slide, I don't know how that happened. This summer, we're having our second boot camp, which we are no longer calling a boot camp. We're calling it a society, what's the S for? Summer Fellows Institute. Okay, so we can't call it a boot camp anymore. And we would like to encourage all our trainees that haven't been to one yet to come. It's August 6th to 18th. It's here in San Diego in the summer. It's a nice place to be. We've had one before. This is examples. On the left, you see Ben Cipollini showing that there is no free lunch. You have to, all the trainees have to give a short talk at lunchtime about what they're doing. And there's everybody having fun. So in the first week, we'll have lectures and labs from 8:30 to 5 each day. And each day will be devoted to one of the Center's four research networks. Plus, there'll be a day of modeling, where you learn about how to build computational models, and a day of instruction on the motion use of the motion capture facility. I just pasted these slides into my talk, as you can see. The second week, the fellows will work in small teams on a research project that's outside their zone of comfort, so that they're doing something beyond what they're typically doing. So it should lead to them being better trained in interdisciplinary techniques. And we're also going to have practical tutorials on a variety of topics and daily research talks by TDLC faculty and fellows. So please, we're going to have a sign up for this. There's more. There's meals, food, free food, and travel and accommodations for out-of-town participants. I didn't make these slides. there's also a day off on Sunday, so we're going to organize like a trip to the zoo or something like that. Questions about this and any misspellings on these slides should go to Andrew Kovacevic. Andrew, raise your hand. There he is back there. Notice he's kind of bending down so you don't notice him. Saturday night, the last night, we have another one of our famous fellow gatherings at my house. Okay, so visit the website for instructions and a link to the online application. The deadline is April 1st. So if you have students or trainees that would like to know more about the areas of the center, this would be a good thing to do. So the structure of this meeting is a little different than past ones. There are no parallel initiative meetings, again, and there are lots of free time for small collaborative meetings, aka birds of a feather meetings. So this is where you develop new collaborations or have meetings on projects that you've already done. There's a sign-up outside by the registration desk. There's a whiteboard with locations for meetings and time slots. Just write your name and the names of people you want to meet there and organize it that way. Okay, so it's dynamic, temporally dynamic. This morning, we're going to have a keynote by David Poppel on the architecture of speech perception and its temporal foundations, and then spotlight talks a la NIPS, very short 5-minute talks on people's research. At 10:30, Dan Feldman is going to talk about timescales and inhibitory circuit mechanisms for cortical sensory coding and plasticity. More spotlights, and then lunch and project meeting time. This afternoon, Initiatives 1 and 2 will be having a joint meeting with a symposium, taking advantage of the people, our visitors. Uri Hassoun is coming. He should be arriving around noon, so hopefully he'll make it in time to help lead these discussions, and Yang Dan. And it's going to include a data fest. So if you have data, bring data and graphs. Break, and then 3:15, Initiative 1 and 2 members assemble for project meetings. And Initiative 2.3, that's Penn++, meetings meet in the high-tech conference room. That's B145. It's upstairs. And everyone else, birds of a feather. More open time for project meetings and collaborative discussion. So notice, if you're not in Initiative 1 and 2, almost everybody is, but this should be interesting for everybody, the 1:30 to 3 part, okay? Then this evening we have food and a poster session upstairs. And then the executive committee and the advisory board will be meeting in the INC open space. There'll be signs. It's upstairs. For those of you that have been here before, it's the same place as last time. Tomorrow morning, another keynote with Uri Hassoun. This is going to be mind-boggling, mind-blowing stuff. It's really great. I'm so happy that he's able to make it this year. And then there's a discussion meeting by the Distinguished Educator Advisory Panel. So if there's any people that want to join our DAP for talking about interactions with educators and scientists, that'll be upstairs in the lobby, Inc. lobby. And then 9:30 to 12, Initiative 4 talks. So. Or it's no longer called Initiative 4, it's called Integration. We've gotten rid of Initiative 4 because it's had a lot, we always get criticized on Initiative 4 and site visits, so we are eliminating it. we're just going to call it Integration now. So Ben Ha is going to... Yeah, it's been integrated. It's been totally integrated. And Tony Bell's going to talk about time. After our break, we're going to introduce the Distinguished Educator Advisory Panel members to the rest of the TDLC. Some of you have never met these folks, and I go to the meetings with them regularly. They're a great group of educators. Javier's going to talk about 21st century cybernetics. Mike's going to talk about improving human judgments by eliminating sequential dependencies. And Janet Wiles is going to talk about time series analysis of human communication. And then more lunch, more spotlights, and then Initiative 3 meeting and everyone else, birds of a feather. And I just inserted this into the schedule that I would, you know, kind of close the meeting. Then there are shuttle trips from UCSD to the Sheraton. So you will notice there is a lot of time this year for project meetings. So please take advantage of this. I know some of you are going to go surfing, but please have project meetings. Okay, and then shuttle trips from the Sheraton to my house. And then we're going to have our brainstorming session. We would like local folks to bring red wine and beer and non-alcoholic beverages, if you could, please. I have plenty of white wine. And there's my cell and home phone if you need something from me. And we're going to have killer Sichuan Chinese food as we had 2 years ago. If you remember that, it was great, so come to that. Okay. Let's see, this is last year's. Next we're going to have David Poppel. He studies human auditory cortex physiology, the neural basis of speech perception. And I like this is from his website. We use all the techniques we can get our hands on to study these areas. We're not methodological imperialist. He has 14 papers with over 100 sites on Google Scholar. He has an H index of approximately 37, and he's probably most well known for his work on the neural basis of speech perception, which is what he's going to talk about to us today. So let's welcome David.